How many hours do you clock at the office? Many of us put in 40 hours per week, if not more.
Although we're present in the office, the fact is we may not be as productive as we could be, and that's leading one Swedish city to try something different, let people work 6-hour workdays.
In this experiment, one group of municipal employees will work a shortened schedule, while another group maintains its 40-hour week. While it's too soon to say whether what they'll conclude from this experiment, our next guest says changing the way we measure our work output could actually do wonders in increasing focus and productivity. Jody Thompson is the co-founder of Culture RX and co-creator of the Results Only Work Environment. Jody, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Cynthia. It's great to be here today.
Well, first, let's define what a results-only work environment looks like.
Well, first of all, a results-only work environment is the new flexibility model. And what they're talking about in Sweden is really the old flexibility model, where we're talking about shifting our time. In the new flexibility model, we're really talking about the equal balance of autonomy and accountability, where we're not really talking about time at all, but we're talking about people having complete control over all of their time and focusing on results. So what is it that I need to achieve for the organization? And let's just forget about the time and let me control that and control the place and the time that I work and give the results to the company. That's what I should be measured on, not time and place.
Why do you believe that that would be the more ideal approach to work?
Well, because people right now are in that catch-22 of, really, who's my master? Am I a master to the clock and the place? And they're, you know, in a paternalistic type of environment. So I'm asking permission of my boss. And my focus is really, where am I working from? And can I get some time off? Or can I get permission to work from another location? So what we're really focused on is time off. And, you know, like, where do I get to work from? I'm not focused on the actual work. We're finding that people really don't understand what the work is. And so we're not looking at work in the right way. What we really need to do is get clear on what is the work and what am I really measuring and what is my value to the organization. And it gives people more purpose. What am I really doing? What am I getting up every day and to do? And really focus on that, not, you know, can I get some more time off, or is the boss going to be, you know, able to give me the ability to leave early today? It's the wrong focus.
Let's dig into that just a little bit, because as you've said, the new workplace flexibility depends on managing the work and not the people. But the two seem to be so intertwined, or at least, you know, I guess in the old model, that's what we've been led to believe. So how can a boss, for example, manage the work and not necessarily the person behind it?
Well, what's interesting about that is, first of all, we all have to get clear on what the work really is. And what we're learning, Cynthia, is people don't know what the work is. So let's say I go to my boss and I say, is it okay if I leave early today? Well, can you? I mean, what's the work look like? So what the manager needs to do is shift the conversation to the work. Conversations about work should be objective, not subjective. And when you're talking about where somebody's working from or where they can, if they can leave early, that's not relevant to the work. Shift the conversation to the work. Talk about the measures of the work, the project, the deadlines. Let's talk about the real work. Can I leave early? Has nothing to do with the work. Nothing.
Okay, so walk me through that conversation. If you were the boss in that scenario, how would you redirect the conversation?
So can I leave early today? Let's talk about the project and how you're doing. Let's talk about where you're at with the project today, Lynn. Tell me about that. Okay. So it's just as simple as switching that around. Let's talk about the deliverables for next week. Are we on track? So just switching that to the objective instead of the subjective, which is, can I leave early?
So how do you ensure dependability and accountability under this system? I mean, the employee might say, okay, I'm going to go work on that project now. And then they, you know, head to the beach and go swimming. I don't know.
That sounds like fun to me, Cynthia. Yeah. Well, what's so interesting about that is oftentimes we don't hold people accountable to results. And so that's the other side. That's the equal balance, autonomy and accountability. And we find in organizations that people are not held accountable to results. So when they don't deliver results, it's still okay because, gee, they put in their time, right? So we are paying them for the time they put in, the 40 hours. So what we have to do is make sure the flip side is accountability. If you're not delivering results, then no job. And so everybody has to be held accountable to results. If you're not delivering, then that's where performance management comes in. So in a results-only work environment, it's interesting. When everybody is held accountable to results, people start stepping up to the plate because they understand what the bottom line is, because managers become results coaches. They're not managing my time anymore.
Jody will pick that up after the news. We're talking with Jody Thompson, co-founder of Culture RX and co-creator of the Results Only Work Environment, about how to reconsider the way we measure our productivity at work.
And we want to hear from you. What do you think about this idea you're hearing? How would this work at your workplace? Or do you want to ask how it could be put into place at your workplace? Would you rather work on a flexible schedule that maybe allows you to focus on the job rather than worrying about being there from 8 to 4 or 9 to 5? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Right now we're talking with Jody Thompson, co-founder of Culture RX and co-creator of the Results Only Work Environment. The story so far: forget the clock, forget how long you're sitting at your desk, and measure results at the workplace, not time spent.
And we'd like to for you to weigh in on this concept as well. Would reducing the number of hours that you work help your productivity? How do you feel about the idea of a more flexible schedule and a results-only based workplace? You can let us know at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. You can also comment at the Central Time Facebook page. And Jody, just before the news, I cut you off midstream there. You're talking about how in order for the system to really work, the other half of the equation is to be accountable to the results. Why don't you expand on that just a bit?
That's right. I think people tell us all the time, we hear this, they say, boy, it's just really hard to, you know, fire people around here. And everybody knows it too. You know, in your workplaces, you say, oh, there's just people that are, we just know they're not getting anything done. They're just coming in every day and they're sitting around. And it's so frustrating to us because the rest of us are doing all the work. We hear that all the time. And that's because we're using the time clock as a measure of work. And we're saying, if you put in your time, we'll give you a paycheck. And what we have to do is we have to flip that. We have to say, what is the work? And we're going to measure you on that. We're going to pay you for results. What is it that you're going to deliver? And we're going to get really clear on that. So when you say to somebody, we're going to reduce your hours, we're going to say, okay, we're going to do an experiment. You're going to do 6 hours a day. You're already starting out on the wrong, with the wrong measure. Because now people are going to do 6 hours, but they still don't understand, what is it that I'm delivering and what is it that you're going to measure me on in terms of the results of the work? So people can still just put in time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And get a paycheck.
Let's take a call from Joe in Prairie du Chien. Hi, Joe.
Hi. See, I think a lot of these discussions are based on office environment. I've spent 30 years in residential construction, and a lot of this is, are your duties dependent on others? You know, how long should it take? Will the weather be there? Will the concrete show up? You know, and the whole concept of the crew. And I think a lot of this needs to be, it might work well when everyone is online, per se, and you can be monitored. But in the open environment with physical labor, it's problematic. It creates kind of a management nightmare.
Yeah, good point, Joe. Is it possible to apply this type of work environment to all fields, Jody?
Well, I'm glad Joe called in because, yes, we actually have been in a lots of environments where people are location-specific, Joe. So we've actually done this in manufacturing plants, direct care nursing, child care, retail, so all sorts of location-specific jobs. So results-only work environment, like I said, is accountability and autonomy. So what that means is I have to understand what the outcome of the work is, and I have to deliver that outcome. So there's a lot of things that come into play, like you said. So there's other people I have to depend on, and there's other things that can come into play. But I have to understand what the delivery is in terms of the customer outcome. I still have to make that happen with all of these other things that come into play. So the things that are important are communication among team members. I have to make sure that I'm, understanding all the moving parts and everything that's happening. The manager is still a results coach. I still have to be overseeing what the work is. But what often happens with people is they become complacent when the manager is doling out orders. They don't communicate with each other because they're waiting for the manager to orchestrate everything. In a results-only work environment, the people, when they become responsible for the outcome, they communicate better with each other. And when they run into issues, they come to the results coach to help them solve problems. So it becomes a different kind of platform in terms of how people work together. The manager isn't so much of a puppet master anymore, trying to figure out how to tell people how to do things. The manager is more of a, like I said, results coach. People take more responsibility to make sure that they're in the right place at the right time to get the customer outcome.
You know, I could see a scenario, Joe's call reminded me of this, in a job where the work isn't done until the project is over. So in construction, this project isn't done till the building is built. And if given that the amount of work might exceed the amount of time allotted per day, and one has the flexibility to, quote unquote, choose when they're going to work, they could wind up in a work environment where they're working all day. And maybe entrepreneurs find this as well as they're trying to run their own business.
That's true. And really thinking about a day in different ways. So sometimes somebody might say, well, I want to control how my workers work or how late they work or how long they work or when they work because I want to take care of them. We've heard that often too. I want to take care of them so they don't overwork or whatever that looks like. Instead, people can manage their own effort and their own time, and oftentimes they do better work and they deliver things more timely if we let them manage this on their own. So we've seen that over and over and over again on teams. They actually deliver things quicker and they make deadlines happen sooner if they're allowed to manage this on their own. Sometimes managers will step in with preconceived notions about people's energy, and they actually get in the way of how teams can manage this on their own.
Let's take a call next from Bob in Milwaukee. Hi, Bob.
Yes, hi. I think that the young lady is really talking about something that can be very good, but is also highly inflexible. She's really talking about a world that's more manufacturing. I have a business that where we manage money, and we need to have people there answering phones, fielding projects and what have you. Things are very entrepreneurial. Myself and the two people who work with me, and note the word I'm using, work with me, do projects based upon when the work comes on in, and also what we have to do when we're talking to people. It's not something, I start work at about 6:30 in the morning, but the markets open up at about 8:30. And from 8:30 till about 3, we need to have people manning our offices all the time. It's not something that we have enough flexibility to go outward. This is kind of the new world. It's not the old world of manufacturing, which is good, and which some of this might work, but it certainly wouldn't work in my business.
Joni, what's your response?
Yep, and what Bob is saying is right. Not every organization is ready for the new flexibility. The new flexibility is, he's right, it's the future, and not every business is ready for that yet. Every business will eventually move into the new flexibility, but there's only certain businesses that are going to be ready for that today. It takes a certain kind of leadership constitution to move into the new flexibility. The rest of organizations across the globe are going to stay in the old flexibility model for quite a while, but there's going to be organizations, just like in any global change, that are going to lead the rest of the world. And those organizations are going to be moving into the new flexibility model. And those organizations are going to be for many types of businesses. They are going to be manufacturing, office workers, you know, retail, all walks of any kind of job. But it does take a certain kind of leadership to be able to lead and be first movers in this kind of flexibility. So he's right. Not everybody's ready for this. And our organization, CultureRx, GoRow.com, we're looking for those organizations that are ready for this type of new flexibility.
And one last call from Molly in Milwaukee. Hi, Molly. What's your question or comment?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just basically listening to the show, I'm just realizing that I recently switched from a very hours-based work environment to a results-based work environment. And without knowing the term, all I could really put my finger on was that I worked really well in one, and I really didn't work well in my previous environment. And I think it has to do with somewhat the job that I'm doing. I agree with the previous caller that with certain financial markets, you need to be available at certain hours of the day. But the job that I have right now, it feels much more natural for somebody to expect a certain result of me than for me to just basically show up and, you know, be a warm body in a space for a certain number of hours. It has never jived with me.
Well, thank you, Molly, for that call. And Jody, you know, going forward, a lot of businesses might think this is a nice concept and maybe the employees around here would be happier, more fulfilled if they were just given the flexibility to work when they want to. But it also seems like a big undertaking and a massive culture change. What's one small step that a business might consider implementing right now to make it happen?
Well, I think the first thing that businesses have to do, like I said, is they have to really step back and start thinking about, does every single person in my organization really understand what the work is that they were hired to do, and do they know how to measure results? And it doesn't matter what the job is. Don't cop out. I'm a knowledge worker. You really can't measure, you know, my results. No, every single person should be able to measure the value that they add to the organization. That's a good place to start.
Well, Jody, thank you so much for giving us something to think about.
Thank you.
That was Jody Thompson, co-founder of CultureRx and co-creator of the Results Only Work Environment.